Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling. I am your host, BDC, of course, the one and only. We have a lot of 2K24 news. That is WWE 2K24. Today, they dropped the bombshell on us with a lot of news. And apparently, we might be getting new WrestleMania main events. Last time I talked to y'all, we got some injuries. You know, we got some injuries now. You know, CM Punk is injured. Missing WrestleMania. For sure. Out 100%. Seth Rollins, we don't know yet. We do not know about Seth Rollins. He's holding the belt. I guess he's going to try to, you know, heal up. You know, and yeah, you know, that goes, there goes that main event. So, you know, a lot of WWE 2K24 news, a lot of injuries for WWE, you know, WrestleMania and Jeopardy, main event, I should say, one of the main events. Possibility of new main events, you know, they might have, you know, two new main events, you know, that might have, you know, messed up everything. So, I'm going to be talking about that too, you know. So, yeah, we got some stuff to talk about, you know, and I hate to talk about it, but I want to talk about this AEW attendance too. You know, it's becoming an issue. But, you know, we're going to talk about that too. You know, a lot of people like to say I'm an AEW fanboy. I'm concerned, you know, about when I see certain stuff, you know. I just don't want to talk about it every time, you know. I'm not going to talk about all the negative stuff every time, any little thing I see. You know, a lot of these websites are, you know, quick to jump on, you know, whatever bad news, you know, or whatever is the flavor of the month, you know, to talk about, you know, something's bad, you know. I don't do that, but it's getting a little concerning a little bit with these attendance, you know. But, you know, we'll get into it though. But, you know, before we get into this episode, I'd like to thank everybody for stopping through. You know, if you're at work, driving to work, just sitting at home chilling, I'd like to thank you. You know, and don't forget, if you're new to the channel, don't forget to subscribe, review, like the video or the podcast, whatever, you know, websites or apps you're using, Spotify, Apple, all that good stuff. You know, it'd be, you know, I appreciate it. I'll say it like that. You know, I appreciate it. Before we get into this episode, though, I'm downloading this one game on PlayStation 5 called Silent Hill: The Short Message. I can't believe they put this game out for free. You know, kudos to Sony for that, you know, for getting it for free. You know, I'm about to try it out and have a blast after I'm done with this podcast. But yeah, that's about it. You know, we're about to get into this episode, so let's get it. Okay, let's get into it. Let's get straight to it. WWE 2K24, all this news we got today. We got a lot of news. Like I said, they hit us with a bombshell. You know, they was just dropping bombs today. Like, what a bunch of stuff. Hell of a way to start the episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. Man, I woke up, I was happy. You know, I've been, for those who know me, know, you know, the gameplay of 2K23 is all right. It's more fighting with the dodging. And, you know, I'm not too big on the stun bar and stuff like that. But, you know, they updated the gameplay to make it a little bit better. They got a new system now. When you're tired, when y'all both tired, y'all start punching. And this is mini game that pops up. And, you know, it's like a little war. You know how they get tired and they be hitting each other. Boo, ooh, 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 ooh. You know what I'm saying. You get the picture, you know. But, yeah, they added that, which is pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool, you know. Makes the game realistic. You know, we see that at least once, you know, once a match. So, you know, And I was reading online that, you know, you can only do that once in a match. So it makes sense. It's pretty cool. You know, kudos to them. You know, we got to see the working elevator today for the first time. We seen it in a 2-on-2 or 4-man in the back. And we seen it 1-on-1. You know, one thing I will say is I like to know if it goes online. And I kind of want to know, I know we can't, they ain't going to answer this, but I hope there's no split screen into that. It seems like that's a split screen waiting to happen. Hopefully not, though. You know, hopefully not. Please, let's cross our fingers and hope for that. But what else we seen? We seen, I'm just going down a list of stuff. It's pretty cool, you know. Blood could be seen on the floor. You know, it splatters now on their chest a little bit, not just their face, which didn't make no sense to me. Playing AEW, you know, and then playing 2K, it never made sense to me. Like, why is it just a little splat across his by his eyes? Like, now you can see it on their chest a little bit, and it goes to the ground a little bit, which makes sense. People who's bashing AEW for doing that, shame on you now. Now, you know, you're not going to like 2K24 if it does it. Well, it does it. They'll probably just turn it off and be like, it's corny. It's really corny. I don't like it. It's copying AEW. Blood staining on the mat ain't that bad, but it makes sense. I mean, it looks real from the pictures I'm looking at. You know, a lot of these YouTubers, you know, dropped a lot. So, you know, the mini game is called Trading Blows. That's what it's called. And it's like a little mini game, like the old submission system a little bit, it looks like. And now you can take highlights from your matches, I guess pictures and stuff like that, screenshots and stuff, videos maybe, I'm assuming. You can make your own content with it, I guess. So, you know, you could do some crazy stuff maybe or take some cool pictures. I don't know. Like a lot of YouTubers and content creators could do a lot with this. I feel like this is a cool feature right here to have. And one of the things I've seen is you can change the camera angle now. Different camera angles. And I've seen one of my favorite camera angles going down the ramp. You know, instead of just looking at the same crowd camera, you know. It kind of, I'll say it gives you, it shows your work a little bit. You know, you created this like cool arena. You like to show it off a little bit, you know. Can't really show it off on 2K23 unless you run down the ramp. You know, and who, you know, you got to run down the ramp every single time to show, hey, this is my new arena right here. I made, look at this. Like, so now you can just change your camera angle and just, you know, that's pretty cool. You know, I think that's a pretty cool feature needed. I don't see why they took it out the game. Cause I like the camera shot, the ramp, face and ramp camera shot is called, I think, to be exact. We seen, some cool entrances, you know, no need to get into all that stuff like that. But one thing I did see today, which I wanted to talk about, was, you know, the Cody Rhodes Triple Crossroads, which is going to be killer. I seen Rhea Ripley's Riptide from the top, and those are going to be the super finishers, which I want to see. I wonder what everybody's super finisher is. Like, everybody don't use crazy, like, you know, all-the-top moves, so I wonder how that's going to work. I did see how hard and ridiculous that kick out meter is going to be. It's going to be super hard to kick out of a super finisher. Can't use resiliency, and that's the point. So I'm pretty glad about that. Super glad about that. Excited about that. We've seen a lot of video footage of the Amalams match and how you got two tries. You get tossed in there, and you know, it's a little mini game. Basically like the submissions to shut the doors each time. And if you got resiliency, you can use your resiliency, I guess, to help. So just in case the match is about to end, which is cool. So the Amalams match is looking pretty promising. You can go to the top, get thrown off the Amalams. I still want to know, can you do other stuff off the Amalams? I got to watch more videos and stuff like that. I haven't watched all these videos yet to see everything. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's I just got off of work not too long ago, so I'm going to be watching a lot of videos tonight, just matches and stuff like that to see how cool, you know, different stuff they got to show. Hopefully they show some referee stuff, you know, so this game got a lot of footage, you know, a lot of footage, like I said. So, you know, the AmLams match seemed to be the favorite of the new match types so far. But, you know, we haven't seen the referees and stuff like that. Well, I haven't seen the referees and mold like that, see how it works and stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of stuff for this game. A lot of stuff. You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, 2K is going to be releasing more videos of this game. Like, the entrances I've seen look good. The crowd cheering LA Knight. Yeah. And, you know, it's a lot of touches this game, you know, got. Like, they just touched up. Like, I read an article. They didn't want to switch up the gameplay. You know, they basically wanted to keep the gameplay the same and add to the gameplay, which I understand. You build something from the ground up, and a lot of people like it. To me, it might not be the best. I don't think it's the best gameplay, but it's the gameplay that works. And everybody's familiar with, and it's what, you know, they got the hang of it. So I'm not mad about that, you know. I'm not mad about the gameplay being the same, you know, with a little tweaks and stuff like that. You know, if I'm going to complain and hate on it that much, I just won't buy it. You know, and I am buying the game. So, yeah, you know. But I'm trying to see what else we got. We've seen throwing weapons in this game. You know, we've seen Cody Rhodes go to, like, the soda machine and throw a can at Seth Rollins, which is cool. some gameplay. They got a lot of gameplay. Go to X and just type in WWE 2K24, and a lot of footage will pop up. We got Rick Rude's entrance. We got Selena Vega, Rhea Ripley. You know, we even got a fan in the crowd wearing a Fiend shirt. So, you know, there's always hope for the Fiend shirt, you know, for the Fiend to be in the game. The backstages seem to be lit, you know. One of the things I want to talk about with the backstages with the game is, or with the AmLams match, you can actually take your opponent backstage in the AmLams match. You know, and then there's another AmLams backstage. So, you know, that's a pretty cool feature. Somebody just sent me a message right now. Oh, yeah, I did want to talk about, you know, I did want to talk about me possibly doing a WWE 2K24 tournament. You know, I didn't mention it at the beginning, but follow me on X. MVP is cooler, or Instagram, Talk is BDC. You know, I got all my links on here, so you know, way you couldn't find it, you can't find it, or my Discord. I might be doing a WWE 2K23 tournament, and the winner gets WWE 2K24 for free. And it's going to be on Xbox if I do the tournament. I'm still in the early stages of seeing if I'm going to do it or not, see how many people is going to be, you know, in it. You know, so I will keep y'all updated on that. Thank God my friend sent me a message, because I totally forgot to mention it on here. 2K23, if you got it on Xbox, shoot me a message. All my links in the description. Let me know. But on back to 2K24. Yeah, 2K24 is looking great. It's looking like it's going to be a great game. You know, I'm still always concerned about the online, but we got to wait and find out how the online is going to be. I guess when the game comes out, they're not going to test it way before it comes out. So, yeah, so, you know, 2K24 is coming, I think, in March. I think March 8th or the 6th, one of those. I know they got an early edition coming out to the game, too. So, you know, 2K24 is looking good. And I hate to say it, but AEW is looking really, really bad right now. They're going to have to step their game up with some major, major updates. I just want to mention that. You know, people know I love AEW Fight Forever. They got some. They got some hard shoes to try to fill. You know, to try to get people to play that game. They're gonna have to add some elimination matches and some tag team tornadoes, some fun, some basic stuff the game should have been had. But we're not gonna get into that. I already talked enough about AEW Fight Forever. 2K24 less or a month away. It's a month and a couple of days away. I'm excited for. Definitely gonna pick it up when it come out. I will let y'all know about this 2K23 tournament. And we're going to get on to the next news about CM Punk being injured and possible different WrestleMania main events. So I'm going to take a quick break and I will be right back. We are back. We are back from break, and we're going to get right into it. Possible WrestleMania main events, you know, new main events, I would say. They might change, you know. We all know CM Punk. You know, we all watch Raw and was sad to see CM Punk, you know, get injured. His history with injuries has been pretty bad, you know. Broken foot in AEW, one title match, and another one, I think that's the one where he messed up his shoulder, and the suspension, the thing, you know, with Jungle Boy, and now he comes back at one of the biggest pay-per-views, and he's out, you know, messed up his shoulder again. It just seems like he's just having bad luck. He can't catch a break, you know. It sucks. It sucks seeing CM Punk this way, you know, because, like, you know, okay, he had a lot of drama in AEW. You know, fresh start, you know, in WWE again, you know. New people running it, Triple H running it under new ownership. You know, he got, like, you know, kind of a real-life beef with Seth Rollins, and they kind of put that in storyline. You know, easily one of the hottest storylines in wrestling today, you know, people guessing if it's real or, you know, do they really hate each other? We don't know. We'll never know. But the story seems really real with the, you know, promos they've been cutting on each other. And, you know, everybody couldn't wait to see him win, you know, Royal Rumble or, you know, second scenario, win the Chamber, you know, to fight Seth Rollins. You know, Seth Rollins gets injured before the Royal Rumble, and it's questionable going into WrestleMania. You know, they're going to keep the belt on him. They're not going to strip him right away, you know, to make sure, you know, to see if he can go. Royal Rumble comes, CM Punk is injured. You know, I believe 6 to 8 months, which WrestleMania is like in 2 months. So, you know, that's out the picture. Out the picture for CM Punk, you know. So that kind of sucks. Well, it sucks kind of big time because no WrestleMania, you know, CM Punk wanted to, you know, that was his dream. And that's why he came back, was the main event, you know, WrestleMania. But now, you know, he's talking about next year he's going to main event WrestleMania. You know, that's a long time for next year. It ain't even WrestleMania this year yet. And you already talking about next year, you know, which, you know, it sucks. You know, are we going to get Seth Rollins and, you know, CM Punk this year? You know, are we going to get it SummerSlam or Survivor Series or, you know, I mean, for me, it don't have to be WrestleMania. WrestleMania is not the, you know, where everything has to happen at. You know, I would say, you know, but you know what? Let me put it this way. I would say SummerSlam or, you know, maybe the pay-per-view after SummerSlam. But at the same time, I don't even believe Seth Rollins is going to be champion at that time. So, you know, that's why I said, you know, WrestleMania might be changing main events for both, you know. Let's just say I'm going to do a little dream, you know, dream matchmaking. Let's just say if CM Punk was to fight Roman at WrestleMania, or not CM Punk, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Let's say they did fight at WrestleMania and the original plan was Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. Sorry, my throat is messed up a little bit. So they was fighting, you know, CM Punk's out. And, you know, they did the little audible on Raw where, you know, Seth Rollins wants to fight, you know, he wants Cody Rhodes to pick him. He calls the World Heavyweight Championship the workhorse title, and he gave a lot of good reasons why he should, you know, fight for that title. So let's just say we get Seth Rollins versus, you know, Cody Rhodes. Seth Rollins versus Cody Rhodes, night one. And, you know, you can get The Rock to wrestle, which if their match was supposed to be apparently for a role on Netflix or something. I don't know. They say Netflix. Maybe we get The Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania now, night two. That would be cool. I would be okay with The Rock versus Roman. And then we get Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins. You know, if Seth Rollins, let's say, if he's not able, maybe go with Gunther, you know, maybe. Or I don't know. It's kind of hard, though. Like, do you have Gunther just win the belt at Elimination Chamber from Seth Rollins? Like, I don't know. But, you know, let's just say Cody Rhodes fight, you know, Roman Reigns. You know, maybe go with an LA Knight, you know, versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. You know, have LA Knight win, you know, the Chamber. Which we all know Seth Rollins or CM Punk was originally supposed to win that. Let's go with LA Knight, you know, and I'm pretty sure the crowd would love that, you know. It ain't like you got to sell tickets. The show is already selling really well, so people are not going to be mad like, oh, I'm not buying WrestleMania tickets to see LA Knight. People love LA Knight, and he's one of the top sellers merchandise-wise. So, you know, me personally, I would go with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. You know, what they did on Raw just made sense. And maybe go with Roman, you know, versus maybe Gunther. You know, title versus title, one of the biggest matches of all time. Intercontinental versus Universal. Both undefeated guys. That would be one of the biggest matches ever of WrestleMania. And, you know, then you could still save The Rock and Roman for later on for whatever pay-per-view or show you want to put them on. It's that simple. Gunther versus Roman. Intercontinental champion versus Universal. Must see. Guaranteed that will sell more seats. I guarantee you that. That match get announced. You're gonna see by 5 more thousand and 10 more thousand seats is gonna sell. I guarantee you that. But that's just me thinking. I'm just thinking ahead, trying to think out the box. Trying to think something different for WWE, you know, because they're in a tight spot right now, which it's not going to be hard to get out of. They got so many stars. Like, they got a stacked roster. So, I'm pretty sure they'll deal with it. And WrestleMania will be good. It just sucks seeing CM Punk injured. I really wanted to get CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. Both of them at 100%. You know, Seth Rollins has a chance to get to 100%, possibly. CM Punk is not going to be 100% by WrestleMania. So, 100% that match ain't happening. And I'm kind of disappointed. I ain't gonna lie, I really wanted to see that match. They've been talking a lot, good promos and everything, but you know, down the line they're gonna have a really good story to tell. You know, and we know for sure who CM Punk is feuding with when he come back. You know, he's definitely feuding with McIntyre. McIntyre is on fire right now. You know, and it feels real, you know. McIntyre is the one that injured him. He's posting on social media, you know, funny stuff about CM Punk. And he's going to live his dream one more time. And, you know, making CM Punk just look really, really, like, if I was CM Punk, I'd be in bed like, man, I can't wait to come back. Gotta come back. I know this WWE is leaning towards more real storytelling and stuff that's, like, really, really tight. And it feels like it could be real. And I'm a big, big fan of that. I like the feel of, ooh, you know, did he really say that? Or, you know, dang, like, was he allowed to say that? It seemed like that was real. That's wrestling right there. When you're guessing, was it real? Or, you know, questioning it, is it real or not? Or why would he say that? That's when they got you. And that's when you're watching more and more, listening to the promos. And that's wrestling at its best to me. You know, but WWE has been on fire. You know, they've been really, really good lately. And I'm looking forward to WrestleMania this year to see what they do. They're going to have to run some audibles. But hey, you know, Triple H is the man and has always been the man. Pretty sure they'll do a really, really good job. And, you know, I can't wait for Raw. I can't wait for the Chamber, you know. I can't wait for Raw and the Chamber to see what they do with the Chamber and the people they put in the Chamber. And, you know, let's get this main event, these two main events set so we'll know who's fighting who. I can't wait to see it. But, yeah, that's about it for, you know, the CM Punk situation and the WrestleMania main events. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do, like I said, you know. But that's going to do it for this episode of Talkers BDC Wrestling. You know, we talked about 2K24. We talked about, you know, CM Punk and the injuries and WrestleMania stuff. We ain't gonna talk about AEW that much until part of the next episode. I will be having another episode on, I believe, Sunday morning or afternoon. I'm gonna start doing two episodes a week. I believe one episode is not good enough for me, so we're gonna start doing two episodes a week, Friday and Sunday. Those gonna be the night or the days. So yeah, we'll probably talk about a little bit more about AEW next time. It's not really that big, you know, no big or AEW news really to talk about this week. Hopefully AEW Fight Forever gets some kind of news. They need something to stop the bleeding. Woo! But yeah, that's going to cut it for this episode of Talkers BDC Wrestling. I will see y'all on Sunday. Peace.